National Ag Week continues, and we're some, our first stop, and appropriately so, is Wildcat Chevrolet in Cadiz. We're on the four lane, Highway 68, right off exit 65 off the interstate where the big American flag is. All the celebrities have turned out to look at this new facility. News Farm Director Alan Watts. Dude, I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm glad to see you up and moving, buddy.
I'm glad to be up and moving, Bill. It feels good to be out here. I wanted to come by and see Michael. Michael's always our first start on Ag Week, and just excited to be here for another Ag Week. You and Josh are handling most of the duties this week, and I appreciate that. But I'm still a little under the weather, but I'll be back hopefully one of these days soon.
Yeah, we're missing you for sure. But I told you to listen to the doctors, and you said, I'm not only listening to the doctors, I'm listening to my wife. And I think that was a good plan.
Most importantly, my wife. The first day I came home from the hospital, I went outside and did something I shouldn't have done. And when she got up, I was in big trouble.
let's not repeat that again. Glad to see you up and moving. Glad that you probably feels good just to get out a little bit.
It does feel good to get out and about. And I'd certainly love to come see what Michael and the crew here at Wildcat. They've been great. They keep me on the road in the Ag Edge vehicle, and it's been a fantastic vehicle so far. So,
what do you think about that service? You saw some of those lifts back there.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. My cousin's back there now, Stephen Hancock, joined about 6 months ago or so. But that service department, compared to what they have over in the old building, yes, it's like a Taj Mahal back there.
It is. That's a good term. So you're now hiring Alan's relatives? Did you think that
Well, I didn't know about that when I started. He didn't tell me that on the interview, but no, that's all good. Yeah, we're glad to have Droopy, they call him. They call him Droopy. Oh, everybody knows him as Droopy. And so we're glad to have him here and all the other folks that we've hired. We've had to hire several more employees.
But, you know, that's money into the local economy. And I just saw the other day, you all the time are giving back. Like the Trigg County baseball and softball team, y'all made a big donation there. And you're turning that money around and you're putting it right back in the community.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's all about community and giving back. And so, the customers support us and the local community supported us and the businesses and the ag business, the farmers. And, we want to give back to the community when we can. I can't say enough, it's the family that owns Wildcat, the Trice Hughes family. They've always given back to the community, That's what they've always strived at. And they've instilled in me to give back to the community when we can and try to do what we can do to help the community.
How many years in the car business?
Well, I started in the car. I was telling someone this morning, I started in the car business in 1994.
Okay.
And I come to Cadiz in 96, March of 96, when I moved over here to Cadiz, and we started a little business downtown, Trice Hughes Auto Center, and we was down there for, I guess, 4 years, and then we was able to purchase the Lakeland Chevrolet, and then we turned it around, changed the name to Wildcat Chevrolet.
What would Michael Oliver from 1996 say about this facility if he walked in it?
I didn't think it ever happened anything like this, but it took a long time to get it here. But we're very proud of it, and we appreciate all the people that supported us.
Yeah, well, you did it one sale at a time, and you did it right. You've built it up slow and steady. You got a nice firm foundation here, and I was just blown away. You know, WildcatChevrolet.com is such a huge part of your brand now. You actually have a room dedicated, so when you get a new vehicle on a lot, a new to you vehicle or new vehicle, then you got to take pictures, and you have to do the little video. You do all that so people can even – they don't feel like they're wasting time. They could shop online, maybe narrow it down before they come.
Well, that's right. This business is such a fast turning business now in the pre-owned vehicles and the new also. But what it is, we have a photo booth now where we can take pictures every day, even if it's raining, snowing, if the sun's not shining, or what we used to, we had to wait till the sun's shining get a good picture. Well, now we have a place where we can pull inside and take those pictures. Because every day, I mean, there's vehicles coming in here every day. I tell people all the time they're looking for a vehicle. I said, look on our website. If you don't see it today, look again tomorrow. Because what's not on there today, what's on there today, probably gone tomorrow. A lot of times they move pretty fast. You know, we purchased a vehicle Friday afternoon before I left here from a gentleman from Madisonville. And we've already got deals working on it this morning. And it hadn't even made the pictures yet. So
wow.
Still has to go through service. See, we got to get through service. We got a process. They go through service, and then they'll get the pictures made. And that we have a meeting every morning to talk about that.
So So anytime when the vehicle comes in and you first get it, it's gonna, service going to look at it because you want to feel good about what's rolling off the lot.
The service department looks at every vehicle comes through here, yes.
Terrific. Wow. Unbelievable. Just a beautiful facility. And you always, like I said, giving back to the high school ball teams and then to farmers, too. Like whether if it's something going on in the ag community locally, I always see Wildcat Chevrolet's name on there, too, because that's a big part of your business.
Yes, yes. The ag community has been a very big part of our business, and we want to support them.
Well, good. Well, listen, we're going to visit with Alan. I don't know what his timetable is. He may or may not visit with us our next break here at Wildcat Chevrolet. But if you have not been yet, come by. No cost for the tour. We don't have the popcorn machine yet. It's coming.
Oh, the new popcorn machine's coming.
Well, it's coming. So if you want to hold off on the popcorn,
that's right.
We understand.
We've got another machine coming. It won't get here fast enough.
That's right. Well, come on.
And Alan's here waiting for popcorn.
I know. And, oh, my word. All right.
We're
so more coming up as we wait for the popcorn machine at Wildcat Chevrolet and WKDC.